like lots of things, but there are three things I like most. Love, love, and love, and love, and love, and love.
Frequency transmission receiving. You're about to experience ultrasounds, an uplifting soulful journey into the spheres of exotic electronic music. Brought to you by DJ E-Love. WMNF 88.5 FM Tampa. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Kick back and get ready to seriously unwind. This is the Ultrasounds Show, and my name is E-Love.
Sometimes the mind behaves as if it were a dream. Faces change. People become other people. The subconscious.
We're here with Sebastian Sein and Elijah Tome, who conceived and developed the website Internal Astronaut, a collection of interrelated ideas and theories they say have existed throughout the ages. Greetings and welcome, guys.
Hey,
hello.
Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Live in the flesh.
Awesome.
Wonderful. This is more than a website. This is one part art project, another part social experiment, and who knows how many other parts. And I wanted to ask, first of all, when did this start? How did it begin? And what's it all about?
Well, this is Elijah here. It started with some flash movies that I had made about 5 years ago. And I was billing myself as the internal astronaut. And from that experience, I met people online who were interested in it. And from them, I learned that there was a bigger idea behind it. And one of those people was Sebastian Sein.
Yeah. Yes. I guess in instances that me and Elijah have been creating this, so, you know, this process, kind of in my own little realm at the time, I'd kind of had some of the similar ideas. And actually how me and Elijah hooked up is actually a really interesting story in itself.
Really cool.
Yeah, we lived basically 3,000 miles apart at one point, so.
Wow.
Now yeah. We're right next door, basically.
Yeah.
That's funny. How old.
Cool.
Yeah, roughly, yeah, probably 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
The creative process brought us together. Actually, the not just the process, but the end result brought us together, which was really weird. I made something and he contacted me, and it just so happened before I could get back to him, he'd already moved here. It was very coincidental.
You know, the synchronicity thing?
Yeah.
That's really the only way you could describe it.
So you just catapulted your way over here.
Yeah, exactly.
That was about 5 years ago. So what is Internal Astronaut?
Well, you know, it's a lot of things. The Internal Astronaut itself, it's a bunch of interrelated ideas and theories that have actually existed throughout the span of human history. And what we've kind of done, or rather what the Internal Astronaut kind of does naturally, is it brings these ideas in together to show how they're interrelated. And so one part of the Internal Astronaut is just a collection of ideas that the end result, or what it ideally shoots for, the objective, is really to change one's perception.
Okay. And perspective.
And, you know, more specifically, it's geared towards the individual specifically. So in terms of Internal Astronaut, it requires really no social organization in comparison to other things like maybe a social movement or something like that. It doesn't require, like, organization, doesn't require a house of worship or anything like that. It's just ideas that are put together to kind of, hopefully...
Empower.
Empower
the individual.
Reinvigorate the innate curiosity that every human being has.
And the format that you have this in is the Internal Astronaut website.
Well, yeah, and actually what we like to do is to tell people that it's actually what we've developed as artists is a temporal decompression device, which is what you use to view the Internal Astronaut. The Internal Astronaut is like the ethereal idea of God, consciousness, you know, everything that's beyond and within is kind of manifested within that. So we really can't say that we're showing you the Internal Astronaut through the Internal Astronaut. We're kind of like giving you these goggles, which is the temporal decompression device.
Exactly.
Which allows you to look into the Internal Astronaut and then in so look into yourself, because all the information that's there is also within you.
Okay, so let's talk about the decompression.
Great name.
Because people out there are listening and they're like, okay, Internal Astronaut is a website. And what's this decompression thing?
Okay, well, basically, the full name is Temporal Decompression Device. It's kind of a different spin on the whole notion of a device, because, you know, typically when you think of a device, it's, you know, a machine, something tangible. Mm-hmm. Whereas what we're doing is the temporal idea is the idea that the human mind, and specifically our conscious mind, is fixated in a kind of temporal boundaries. So we think of things in terms of time, human experiences that are very kind of canned.
Human cycles.
Human cycles. And so the temporal decompression device is ideally the objective or its effect should be that if you can delve into it to the degree that it will change your perception, it actually will take you out of that temporal conditioning. So you're no longer thinking in terms of fixated time, that, you know, you see time as kind of almost an illusion. The device itself is kind of like this thing that prepares you to actually kind of assist you in your understanding of the things of the Internal Astronaut. So all the ideas and theories in the Internal Astronaut are kind of further elaborated upon and animated by the device itself, the temporal decompression device.
So for somebody coming in to the website initially, where would you recommend that they start off?
Wow. At the beginning. There really isn't...
Is that the manifesto?
Well, yeah, you can kind of start with the manifesto. I think a lot of people go directly to the device because they've heard of the temporal decompression device.
Okay.
And the synopsis that I just gave on the device is basically up on the website.
Okay.
And it explains that.
To get a, you know, a little taste of what it's about, go to, you know, internalastronaut.com and check out the manifesto device. About IA is a very good place to kind of get a very good snapshot, a good overview of what the objectives are, how it, you know, the nature in which it was designed and the purposes of that. And then, I think we're going to talk about, we have chapters that are, we're kind of still
kind of
developing.
Lessons.
Yeah, they're kind of... It's a different play on how to, I guess, educate yourself in a certain way, because they're kind of audio and visual vignettes, and that would be the first lesson's called Reflector. And that's kind of, it's a kind of interesting how that started, but it's a really good place for someone that would like to get a kind of, I guess, get their feet wet a little bit in terms of the ideas. Because they're short introductions to some ideas that, I mean, these are kind of fringe ideas. They're a little out there, you know. But this is something that we hope, as far as Reflector is concerned, would kind of help you kind of break down some of those old barriers of conditioning of, you know, what is possible. And I would say that's a good place to start.
Absolutely.
Did that name Reflector come from reflecting?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
reflecting back on where we came from, how we got to the point where we are.
Got it.
Within the device and within our consciousness.
And some of the subjects under the umbrella of Reflector go between our experience in the world today and also basically what's been happening to us over time in our era, let's put it that way, in the American era or the American tragedy, as you guys put it. So it's really a journey of reflection, not only for the internal mind, as I see it, as in a personal way, but
yes.
also to experience things outside of us in a personal way, but differently perhaps than we would have before.
Absolutely. What one thing that is very important that we try to emphasize is the power of societal forces, and by that I mean that, you know, that could be cultural, but in terms of reflector, as you were saying, is how much of what we call ourself is really ourself and not a construction of society or a coercion that makes the individual act in a certain way. Or, assign his or her self a certain kind of identity. And so you're right. It is kind of like, what is society doing to you as an individual? And should we be a little bit more aware of that?
Yeah, it's been my finding that society seems to put us into categories and into cubes to kind of separate us from each other. And the whole idea behind what we're doing with the temporal decompression device is it's an artistic experiment, obviously, but it's to bring about kind of like a psychological revolution / evolution within the individual, which basically allows them to see the interconnectedness between them and everything. That's why we use a combination, a hodgepodge of different ideas that all basically point in the same direction, that we are everything, and everything and anything is impossible if you allow yourself to let that happen.
It's a big spiritual component. And yet the way that you've presented it is so artistic and futuristic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the blending of these elements, especially with spirituality nowadays, that's another social thing that we're having happen
mm-hmm.
that didn't happen maybe 20 years ago, where Eastern religions were on the fringe.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now everyone knows about
yeah.
yoga. People know about the philosophy of these religions. They can see how it's integrated into the Western mindset, even though maybe we haven't integrated it ultimately. And you've done it in a way which is visually very experimental,
yeah,
and stimulating, and the artwork is just fantastic, guys. It's wonderful stuff, and this is all in Flash. Is that correct?
Yes,
the website?
It was developed with Illustrator and Photoshop, and then animated in Flash.
You have some writing on there. Is that writing from a particular language or your own language?
Yeah, that's a story to itself.
That's a story. Yeah, that is a. I'm sure, as you can see, probably from the little bit that you've kind of looked at in terms of the site, that we have a certain interest in the idea that life isn't just an experience here on Earth. That life may be so bountiful in the universe. I mean, the universe it's actually growing. It's massive, and so life could be so bountiful that we do allude to the idea that perhaps we have a cosmic lineage. Maybe life just didn't start here on Earth.
Right.
Maybe life is so broad that we've chosen, you know, through like what we're talking about, societal forces and things like that, to kind of change our perspective into a small little myopic vision of life, especially in our culture in the United States. I mean, I think that is definitely the case. We have our culture is very demanding, and it's very coercive. You know, I guess that could be good and bad, but, you know, one of our main objectives is to simply think about it. You know, you have to think about these things.
Don't be afraid to think about stuff. That's the reality. I mean, don't be afraid to think about your connection to something higher than you. Don't be afraid to think of your connection to something that's horrible. We're all here having this experience, and to shut yourself off to certain ideas because they're uncomfortable, from our perspective, means that you're not willing to take a step into an area where you could grow from the experience. You know, that's been my feeling in life. You know, when I push myself into areas where I'm scared, 9 times out of 10, it works out for the better.
Right, you go beyond that
exactly.
fear.
Exactly. Like having this conversation on the radio right now. It's, you know, in a way, it's the first time I've done it. It's terrifying, but at the same time, it's a growing experience, and I will be able to reach that many more people with the idea by just going, you know what, I gotta do this, you know.
Right.
So it's you know, a micro of the macro.
It's a mission that you guys are on to really reach as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I come from a religious background. My dad's actually a evangelical pastor in the Mecca of evangelical, I guess, contemporary Christianity in Colorado Springs. So I have a little bit of a background I can contrast that, and I know Elijah has a little bit of that too. And one of our concerns when we were creating this is we want to use the idea of the tapestry of religion just to get people's minds, because I think we're conditioned to believe in certain ways, like you have to go into a church to see God, things like that. And what we're trying to say is, no, that may not necessarily be true. You know, that it's the exploration of self, and there's not a lot of cultures or groups of people that really encourage that. And we think that this is more so a beacon, because like we were saying, you know, internal astronaut in itself, these ideas have, and there's nothing new under the sun, you know, that kind of idea.
Yeah.
These ideas have existed forever. It's just, they're interrelated, these ideas, and we're just trying to put it out there to the universe and see who responds. Because we really, you know, we really don't want to be trying to evangelize necessarily.
Absolutely not.
But what we're trying to do is, hey, this is, maybe perhaps this is something we're thinking about.
That's why we call it a psychological revolution. Because it really starts in the mind.
True.
Yeah.
And then where it goes, that's completely up to the individual.
Yeah.
I mean, if it completely turns their life around and they become a monk and, you know, proselytize or whatever, that's fine. Or if they just take it into their everyday lives and it helps them to reflect and to see themselves within other people, and then that's great as well. I mean, it's just, the objective is just to have them think about it.
It's nutrition for their mind.
Exactly.
You get it.
Yeah.
Food.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Yeah, that's it.
So with this said, you mentioned something a little bit earlier. I want to rewind back about separating ourselves from each other through different processes in society. And I wanted to find out if your ultimate goal were to be achieved, that people do think outside the box, basically, and come up with different ideas than they have been, which mm-hmm. has kept them in another place, maybe a more fearful place, maybe a place where they haven't expanded fully. What would it look like to you? What would the experience of this world look like?
that's a really good question.
given that the shift, let's say it starts to begin.
Right.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
The ending of an era and the beginning of...
Yeah, the dawning of a new age.
Dawning of a new age, totally.
I think, exactly. That with any change, the birth or death of anything, there's that purging experience, especially in the global climate. There's so much going on right now. There's the potential for so much tragedy, deception, things like that, that... If there were to be a shift, and I think that's just natural in how things evolve, that there's going to be some pain and anguish. But as far as how, you know, I think we envision that happening, I mean, me and Elijah have talked about this at length for some time. We talk about the unification of consciousness, and that we're Caucasian, Black, Asian, Latino, Russian, Eastern European, but we're humans.
Human beings.
And so the idea is that we have this lineage, in that maybe the shift in consciousness is one in which we actually see the similarities as very important, as actually fundamental to our survival.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't want to sound too idealistic, you know, because I mean, personally, at a personal level, I'm a pacifist. You know, I can understand defending yourself, but we've been doing this since the dawn of man. We've been killing each other. We've been doing all kinds of things. We've been deceiving, conspiring for power, things like that. And this is, like we said, empowering the individual. You know, it's time that everybody see each other as equal leaders, that each individual is actually a leader of their own perception, that the only thing that they can control is the thoughts that go through their own mind and your own perception. So I don't know. I mean, that could, the way it could manifest itself could be just a lot of things, but I hope that it would free people up. Like you, I think you'd mentioned the fear factor. I think that's a biggie. I think
it's the biggest problem.
Yeah, I mean, some of the feedback we've gotten so far, and I think it's just in our nature how we were creative together, is some of the stuff's a little dark. There's a darker tinge to it, and there's almost a deliberate thing there that me and Elijah may not even be aware of, but I think it's presenting ideas of like, why would this creep you out? You know, like we've gotten some feedback. Wow, right. It's really why interesting, not, but it's creepy.
Why not look into the darkness? I mean, it's there's
well, darkness Winston is only Churchill. As dark as you want it to exactly. to seem. Yeah. And likewise, light. Politicians are so great at this, you know, they deceive you into believing the greatest of the greatest, and that's really not what they planned on delivering in the first place. You know, we also want to present the idea of the importance, I guess, of seeing things that things aren't always what they seem.
True.
So...
Cool.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's deep. It's deep. And yeah. And I definitely encourage people to go to the website, go to internalastronaut.com. And wanted to finish up by speaking about the telephone that you have on the website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent.
Tell us about the telephone.
The image or...
There's a call-in number that people can call, correct?
Right, yeah.
Yes. So this is an unusual number. Thing. You've got a toll-free number on the website. There's a visual telephone there, right. And it says basically give us a ring.
Right.
Yep. What would you like people to say on that phone call? Is there a recorded message or...
Yeah, there's a recorded message that basically says just leave your information.
Okay.
Whatever you feel that you want to say to us about... what you found that was internal astronaut. We have people that are in this area and in other areas around the country who are putting stickers places and kind of doing some kind of propaganda type stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And basically what happens is people come to the website and then they're intrigued. And so they, you know, they call the number.
Right.
And they're like, okay, well, I found it in Provo, Utah.
Oh, cool.
In a Barnes and Noble. And that's where I am.
We've actually gotten some pictures of people saying, hey, look at this. This is what, you know, because every cell phone has a camera now. Yeah, it's really neat. You know, led people in on a little maybe foreshadowing of a project we'll be doing is and obviously through the audio editing I won't definitely make sure everything's anonymous, but I'm going to use some of the messages, some of the comments that we've received so far as actually user-generated content, meaning like some of the audio things that are on the MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be one that'll be completely actually created by the users, by the people actually that were intrigued enough to call.
Right.
Because another aspect of this internal astronaut thing is we believe that this is an expression of the subconscious mind, the subconscious collective mind that we're all a part of. Therefore, like, you can actually contribute to the creative process by merely just being interested. And so we're trying to think of ways to incorporate that, and the phone thing was just... It was a perfect idea. Elijah had it, and we rolled with it, and it's a great idea, and it's interesting because, you know, sometimes people just leave a very brief, you know, message, and sometimes people don't know the phone's still on.
They forget to hang
and
up.
And it's great. We've had some great...
20-minute conversations.
Yeah, we've had some great commentary, and it's neat because you feel as though you have a connection with someone far away, and you do because you're thinking of the same things.
Right.
So,
it's good stuff.
Yeah.
How can people get in touch with you on MySpace?
Well,
what's your MySpace address?
Oh yeah. Okay. So the conventional is like www.myspace.com/internalastronaut, one word. And so, you know, you can get in touch with us there at www.internalastronaut.com. There's the transmit button, which is basically it'll bring you to you can email us from that link there. And we encourage anyone that's interested, if you have questions about, you know, what we're doing, email us, give us a call. We're open because this is bigger than me and Elijah. We've just begun, and it's a, I don't want to say it's a burden, but we have so many ideas. We have so many things we want to do that we know we're going to actually need some help.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is just the beginning, honestly.
Yeah. And we need other creative minds too, because we want to expand. And I think we've talked about this. The anonymity thing is very important.
It's very important.
Whoever gets involved, that'll be kind of a requirement. Yeah, because in reality, when you think about it, it's who's actually expressing these ideas? It's the collective mind.
We don't want this to become a cult of personality at all, or anything along those lines. This is completely about the individual, and what they bring to it is what they take away from it. You know, and that's how we want it to be.
Yeah.
So
cool, because it's open to suggestion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah. There's also a, people could go to 1939-2012.com. That is a Renegade Task Force.
It's an additional kind of appendage to the Internal Astronaut, and it'll be more of kind of an interfacing. We're going to have a forum up real soon, so you'll be able to link to the forum via that page. There's some other things, so we're going to use that as kind of another intermediary kind of interface.
Could we give that toll-free number over?
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Okay, the toll-free number anywhere in the continental United States is 888-744-2012. That's 888-744-2012. There's also a San Francisco line and a Michigan line and an international line, which is actually in Paris. But you can get all that on the website.
Yeah.
You've made it really easy for people to call in.
Yes,
yeah. That's awesome. Thank you so much
you.
For joining us here on Ultrasounds.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having an update in the future of different manifestations that have happened over the next little bit.
Absolutely.
Thank
Keep
you.
Us posted.